And we're now joined on the line by, well, Sydney FC coach Steve Corica. Steve, a very good morning to you.
Good morning. I can see you having a fight there.
Yeah, we're having a big
fight. Great morning.
We love our football fights as well. Something none of us know anything about.
Now the argument is, obviously, Cristiano Ronaldo has been one of the great sideshows at this World Cup, and not just due to what's been going on with him at Manchester United, but now the fact he was obviously left out of the starting 11 for a knockout game this morning. Which Portugal have gone on and done very, very well in, leading 5-1 here against Switzerland. So we're arguing, is this Portugal team happier without him?
No, I'm not arguing anything to do with happiness. Are they better without him?
Yeah. Well, if you look at the way the results gone today, they played fantastic without him. Obviously, he's come on. I'm actually watching the game. He's just come on now as well. And he just scored a goal, but was offside. So, he definitely has his qualities. He's been an amazing player for many years and still has them qualities. So obviously the coach thinks at this stage maybe he can't do the running that he expects, maybe because that's what really they think when they get to a certain age where they can still do that for 90 minutes. Obviously today's game showed that they were fantastic without him. So but I'm sure he's still going to play a big part in, whether he comes off the bench or starts for Portugal, because that's an amazing result for them as well today.
Mm. Steve, we're trying to work out earlier, has he been dropped because of what you're saying, his fitness and the way he's playing, or is it because he's had a stink with the manager?
Oh, I don't think probably not with the manager. I think maybe he just hasn't been playing, really. He's probably not much fit. I'm not 100% sure of why he's left him out, but, I'd say it'd have something to do with that, because it's a high-tempo, high-tempo game. And, if you haven't been playing, especially at that age as well, I think, you could be a little bit off the pace and stuff like that. So he's gone the other way with the other striker. Okay. He's obviously scored a hat-trick this morning, Ramos, and he's now come on, Ronaldo, so I'm sure he'll do well, for sure.
I'm sure you'll be sick of talking about Ronaldo, Steve, but I got one more. So if you've got a legend in your team like a Ronaldo, and there's a lot to consider when you go, well, we're going to drop him from the starting side. If you're in charge, do you make that decision alone, or would you consult some of your senior players, or do you consult your other assistant coaches, or do you just go on your gut and go, I'm going to make this decision on my own?
No, definitely not. You obviously, you discuss definitely with your assistant coaches, and, you want to be making sure you make it for the right reasons, obviously. And maybe you would probably explain to the more senior group as well if there was a player of that kind of stature. And just give them the reasons why. It's never easy for a coach, obviously, to have that kind of player. There's obviously a lot of pressure on the coach as well to play him and so on. So it's always a difficult one. Either way, there's always going to be people for you and against. So it's never easy. But, I think what he's done in the game has been amazing. He's still going now, still wants to continue playing. And, he still has qualities to score goals. He will score goals. It's as simple as that. He has them qualities. He's done it throughout his whole career, and I'm sure he will until he retires.
Steve, big game on Saturday night, buddy, against an undefeated Melbourne City. How's the break been for the boys, and what have you guys been working on?
Yeah, it's been good, actually. Obviously, watching the World Cup has been amazing, especially with the Socceroos doing so well as well. A lot of A-League players in that Socceroos side, so we're getting our keeper back, and Melbourne City have got their three players back as well. So it's going to be a good game for us, first game back, especially at Allianz Stadium as well. So it's been good. We've obviously got a couple of players back as well that are coming back from injuries, which obviously helps us, more experienced players as well, which is great. We played the Celtic game in between that period as well, which we beat them, which was really good. I was really pleased with. And just had a, in-house game and another game against an A-League team last weekend. So just preparing ourselves, make sure we're not losing our match fitness, and now we're ready to go.
Oh, as we just watched Portugal make it 6-1 there against
Switzerland. Oh, see, I missed that.
Oh, it was Ronaldo who scored, by the way.
I was wrong there.
Just on some of those specific players you talk about, Steve. So Andrew Redmayne coming back, obviously, from the Socceroos squad. And yep. Adam Lafondra yep. and Jack Rodwell, who have been injured. So will all those players play Saturday night?
They'll all be involved, yes, in the squad. Whether they all start is a different situation. But, obviously, we're pleased to have them players back. They bring a lot to the team, a lot of experience as well. And, it's great to have them back, and we just want to move forward. Obviously, it's a great opportunity for us as well to play against Melbourne, who have been in really good form. They got their Socceroos back as well. And I think Leckie has been one of the players of the tournament for the Socceroos, for sure. I think he was amazing over there. So Tilly didn't play actually I don't think he played, but McLaren come on a few times as well. So they'll be all back, and I'm sure they're raring to go back in the A-League. So it's going to be an exciting game, and one we need to win.
Geez, I hope for the sport, Steve. It kicks with the Socceroos doing really well over there in Qatar, because, there's so many people that support the game here on so many different levels, and I want to see people get out and support their teams, and hopefully that'll start this weekend off the back of
so that. So do we, mate. There's been so much support, obviously, for the Socceroos, and they've done a fantastic job, but I think, the quality of the A-League, a lot of them players have been playing in the A-League or played in the A-League beforehand, so, we really want people to come out and support the A-League as well, because there's a lot of players that will be coming through in the A-League that will be the next generation of Socceroos. So, obviously we want as many people out there as possible on Saturday night.
Yeah, let's ride the wave. It's a cracking game to come back with for your team Saturday night. Good luck, Steve, and
Thank you.
I'm sure we'll chat later in the season.
Great, thanks, guys.